Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
Talk radio show.
Welcome to the show. It's your hip-hop informer, the dude T.M. Hyman. Hey, we are back. It's Money Monday, February 10th, 2014. Tonight, we're up close and personal. The Post actually says with Tracy Lee, who's our friend, the author Tracy Lee, who's back with the new works, but it's actually a trio here. We got author Tracy Lee along with her writing team. We have, I think it's Nikki Jane and Isabella Ray, all authors with great works. And we're going to get it in tonight, talk about what's going on in their world and how we can pick up what they have to offer. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Plus, we have your financing coming from Toya live out of Delaware. But first, all the way live from Itty Bitty Plant City, give it up, Hot Chocolate. Hey, she's actually up in here. What's up, Mama? Welcome to the show.
What's good? Happy Money Monday to everybody. And you know you started the show my favorite way with that Beyonce partition. That's one of my current favorites right now. I'm going to put that one to use a little bit later and, you know, the week and everything. But we're going to talk about that later.
Hey, how was your weekend?
It was good. How was yours?
Not long enough.
Never.
I'm not getting enough. Yeah, I'm not getting enough sleep. But we got a lot to do. Not going to talk about me. All the way live from the DMV, all the way up there where it's like burr. It's still burr up there, right, Save James? Welcome to the show.
Yo, brick ass, my dude. It is brick ass again. That's what the temperature said this morning when I woke up. Brick ass.
You got snow again, son? You got snow again?
Nah, I ain't getting no snow, but it's the recipe for it. It's 28 degrees right now out here, man.
Wow.
And it's going to be about a night. I think it's going to be a nice, balmy, I want to say 20 tomorrow.
Wow.
So get your suntan lotion, your two pieces popping, and your straw hat. You get it in.
Shout out to my Norfolk people who were crying because it was snowing again today. They're over it. They are definitely over it.
Yes, and this cold weather's for the birds. I mean, I've been crying for a while, like, yo, man, these cats is weak out here. Son, they close the school for nothing. There ain't no real winners out here. It's a real winner right here, dude. Care what you ask for.
They gave it to you real quick.
Word, this some old school winner right here. This some old school winner right here from what I'm growing up on.
Old,
you know what
old
I mean?
School winner. It's 9:06 in New York City. It's 6:06 in Los Angeles, California. Hey, welcome to the show. Again, we're up close and personal with author Tracy Lee and her crew. They're up in here. So without further ado, Mrs. Lee, I believe it is, welcome back to the show. How you been?
Thank you so much. Glad to be back.
What up, Trace? What up, girl?
Hey, Miss Hot Chocolate. I've been missing my girl.
Yes.
How you been? What's in your world?
I'm doing really good. Got two books out now and met me some of my girls. They're telling me they're my bitches now because you guys said they're my crew.
Oh, snap.
Ow.
Got a crew. So why don't you go ahead and introduce your crew?
Okay, well, I've got author Nikki Jane, who also writes some romance novels as well, and then I've got Miss Erotica there, Miss Isabella Ray. She's in there with me when it comes to the naughty and nasty.
Uh-oh.
A.K.A.
I like
Naughty
America. Yeah, I like Naughty America.
That's right.
Well, welcome to the show, ladies. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Now see, this is the kind of show that really we want to talk about the naughty and the nasty first, but we'll put that on pause and we'll come back to it. Yeah, we ready to get it in already.
Let's go.
Because I'm smart king over here, son.
Ms. Trace, tell us about your projects and how your new works actually came together. You have one that's called Professional Possessions. That sounds interesting.
I've got personal experiences with my first book. Then I have the second book is Personal Possessions, which is the male's point of view of when dealing with personal experiences. Experiences was about Eleni's story and her being in a relationship that was abusive. And she, Trevor was her love of her life, and she let him go to go do what he needed to do. And regretted it. And there's a little bit of a in there. I mean, it's that concerns. And like I said, it's a roller coaster ride, but it's a story. And it talks about what he was going through when everything was happening with Eleni and where he had been for 17 years and what he was doing with his life. So I'm real excited about it. It's doing really great.
Nice. How can we actually follow you right now? Website, Facebook, Twitter. How can we actually pick up your new project?
Well, I have a website. It's www.authortracylee.com. I'm also on Facebook at www.facebook.com/TracyLee32. And then I'm also on Twitter at Author Tracy Lee.
Author Tracy
and
Lee.
I follow back. I talk.
You follow back. Hey, that's good to know. That
yes,
we're actually
does.
Following
yep.
you.
Well, that's big. I need followers, B.
She does
and
follow
I
back.
Her. I will talk your ass off, too.
Oh my God!
Hey, I like how you say that. Shit! Oh, I didn't mean to say that. You got me excited. I didn't mean to do that. See, that'll be the last one for tonight. Sorry. Got me really excited over here.
Don't believe that,
hey,
Trey. It will not
crew,
be the last.
We got a crew of authors hanging out with us tonight. A crew of authors hanging out with us. We're talking to author Tracy Lee, Nikki Jane, and Isabella Ray, the nasty one. Hey, we'll be back soon to talk to them about their work. See you, Mama Radio Live. About this.
Go right on. Together now we're undone. We'll commit all we choose to run away. Do we separate? Oh, I give it all we both gave up. Can't take it back. It's too late. Sometimes I've fallen somehow. Feet off the ground. Love. It's the blood that keeps raining down. Where are you now? When I need you around, I'm on my knees, but it seems we're going our way. We've reached a climax. We're together now. We're undone. Commit, so we choose to run away. Do we separate? Oh, I give it all we both gave up. Can't take it back. It's too late. Reach the heart. I gave my best. It wasn't enough. You get upset. We argue too much. We made a mess of what it used to be love. Why do I care at all?
Radio Live, we are back. It is 9:14 p.m. and you're here with that crew, that team. T.M. Hyman himself, I am your girl, Hot Chocolate, Save James, and we have a writing trio joining us tonight, Tracy Lee, Isabella Ray, and Nikki Jane, all authors that are published or in the process of being published. Tracy is actually on her second book. Nikki Jane has, let me make sure that I get this right, she has Embracing Love. Is that right, Nikki?
Yeah, I have Embracing Life, which is my first book, Embracing Love, which is the sequel, and Footprints, and then my newest title, which comes out on Valentine's Day, which is Taking Flight.
Awesome, awesome. So you got one getting ready to come up for release. It's number to weigh in and talk to these authors is 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926 if you want to chime in and ask the authors any questions about their works or about how they got to the point where they are now. What I will actually have them do is individually reintroduce themselves and tell us a little bit about the projects that they're working on. Tracy actually gave us the booth start before we came back, or before we went to break. Let's start with Nikki, since we were just getting her work titles, and she can continue and let us know a little bit more about that.
All righty. I have three books, well, 3.5 books right now. Embracing Life and Embracing Love are from the Embrace series. They were released out in September and October. And she have a third book coming out in that series in May-June timeframe, and it'll be the end of the series. Footprints is my military novel, and that one came out in December. And then obviously Taking Flight, which is the start to a brand-new series, will be out on Valentine's Day, and it will be shortly followed behind by Grounded, which will be out in May of this year.
Awesome. So are you, prior to joining this writing trio, including yourself, were you already under a deal, or is this your first deal?
No, this is my first deal. Tracy, Isabella, and myself, we all kind of published books around the same time. So we all kind of went and did it together. So I recently, along with the girls, signed with a publishing contract. So this is kind of my first deal. Generally, I do it by myself. So.
Right. Why not self-publishing as opposed to joining a team?
I don't really know, to be honest. It's a new step for me. I write a lot, and self-publishing can be pretty expensive. So having that extra set of people behind me that can assist with getting my books out there a little bit faster and, you know, with a top grade worth of work behind it, it helps a lot easier for me. Generally, it costs anywhere from $1,200 to $1,300 a book if you self-publish. So it helps.
Definitely. Now, where are your books sold? Are they hardback? Are they e-books?
They are all e-books. They are available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble and Smashwords. And I actually have paperback copies that people can actually order through me. They're actually signed copies through my website.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay, now tell our TM Hyman Radio listeners how we can follow you as well.
Okay, so I am obviously on Facebook, and I have a website, which is, and I'll tell you the address, it's authornikkijane.weebly.com. My Facebook, my Twitter is Jane Nikki, at Jane Nikki, and my Facebook is Nikki Jane Author, .facebook.com.
Okay. Now I hear an accent. Where are you from?
I am from England.
She's from Plain City, didn't
you? Oh, cheers, Nick.
Clearly she's not from Itty Bitty. She cannot be Tracy. Clearly not with that beautiful accent.
I am originally from the UK. My husband is active duty military, and I moved out here with my husband 8 years ago.
Okay. Okay. Salute to him and all he does to keep us safe.
Yes, and I'm stuck in Sin City, so...
Did you say you're stuck in Sin City?
Yeah, we're stuck in Sin
City.
Yeah, I don't think that's real. I don't think that really qualifies as being stuck. Like that, there's way too much fun going on in Sin City for you to be stuck.
In Vegas, you bugging?
Really? Like that?
Wow.
Vegas is a whole different backdrop for another book.
Well, that's a whole other planet,
yeah.
Yo.
That it is. I'll give you that one.
I'm sure. Okay, so now let's get to, and I really wanted to save her for last, not for nothing, because, you know, we have to say, we do love our smut around here. And since
amen. She's a slut.
Can I get an amen for the weed?
Since Isabella is the one who is dubbed Miss Erotica, I wanted to save her for last, just to delve into that a little bit more. So, Isabella, if you would introduce yourself and your work and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Absolutely. Like the other ladies, I released my first novel in September, and that's A Workplace Affair. It started off my Atlanta Affair series. My second released in December, which is A Sweet Affair. All of my books in the Atlanta Affair series, they surround one group of friends. Each book is about a different couple and their sex life and their relationships and coming through the hard stuff. The third one is due to release April 12th, and it's going to be a wedding affair.
Oh,
so,
okay. Now, what made you go into the realm of erotica versus just standard romance novel, we'll say?
Honestly, I've read my entire life, hundreds and hundreds of books, and it took me a long time to start reading romance. When I did, I fell in love with the genre, and then the whole craze around 50 Shades of Grey happened. I read the books, and it just kind of set a tone for me in my own writing. I really wanted something that wasn't just like every other cookie-cutter romance novel. Yes, you have the same themes going on, multimillionaire, you know, poor girl, or, you know, rocker and groupie. Anything can be different and still have those same themes. So I wanted to do something really different and something that really challenged me as a writer rather than just sticking to the vanilla, as they would say.
Good way to put it. All right, well, look, we're going to take a break, ladies. We're going to pause for the cause, and we will be back, TM Hyman Radio listeners, with this author trio, Tracy Lee, Nikki Jane, and Isabella Ray, right here on TM Hyman Radio.
You
right
are now. Listening to the best edit, providing you with quality entertainment, inspiration, and information. We are TM Hyman Radio.
I wish that it was music when they walked in the building. Someone rang the alarm.
We sound like rock and roll. We sound like rock and roll.
Wish this was in a Rolling Stone concert. I wish that it was music when they walked in the building. Someone rang the alarm.
We sound like rock and roll. We sound like rock and roll.
Problem officer, well, what you looking for? Man, I ain't did shit. What the fuck you looking for? Guess it cause I rap. What has a rapper done to you, I ask? Smoke some weed, show his ass when he's sad. Man, everybody that look like me ain't the one you should harass and ask for ID. You done never seen Trayvon Martin in a hoodie in Connecticut shooting the counter guard. Is it me or can anyone see all the history? Why massacre will link to you, but the prison center will link to me. Second Amendment will strip for me, all because you scared of what? I go and see an urban movie, shoot a movie theater up. Man, that fucked up, cause I'm a good dude. And when I had to, I knew when to use them. Usually the lights are used at high, look low at the lights of me. My music ain't the problem, shouting out as far as I can see.
Oh,
she
wish this was in a summer jam concert. I wish that it was music when they walked in the building. Someone rang the alarm.
We sound like rock and roll.
We sound like rock and roll.
Oh,
wish this was a Coachella concert. I wish that it was music when they walked in the building. Someone rang the alarm.
We sound like rock and roll. We sound like rock and roll.
See real, but I'm riding. Labor slow when there's pain time. Lately life have been so cold. Gotta keep that fire on my waistline. Even though I don't want to, I got to. Look at what they did to them babies. I couldn't imagine the feeling of waking up dealing with something so crazy. That's that shit that make you sick, lose all hope and make you quit. Tryna piece this puzzle, but shit don't fit. So many things I just don't get. They say in life it ain't nothing that's promised. We in the living hell, I just had to be honest. The pain sounding like metal, the color of onyx. When they play everything in the path of it demolished. Every day the same stage, but a different show. It's hard to focus every day when on a different road. Damn.
I wish that it was music when they walked in the building. Someone rang the alarm. We sound like rock and roll. We sound like rock and roll. Oh, wish this was a Metallica concert. I wish that it was music when they walked in the building. Someone rang the alarm.
Last days, revelations, front page. 666 out in Boston as the beast rage. I send a message to the pagans with the ravens. The numbers to decode the secrets locked up in the Vatican. I guess that's why my papa called me Wyclef Jean. I was named after the reformatator that was Protestant. And ever since then, daddy built churches in the hood. But it was hard to see my cousins in a box made out of wood. Statistically, they said that I'd be dead by 23. I guess they didn't read the good book and see the prophecy. The youngin' said it's too deep. I'm trying to move these rocks. X-ray came back on his mom's breast. They found lumps. But he got a husband. He mama only man. He got three sisters. Papa and a can. Desperate time, desperate measure. He pulled a two-shooter. Tell the clerk I want anything in the register.
Hey, yo.
This is the remix.
I ain't say that in a minute. Miguel, Chris Montana, Bad Boy, yo, Test Smooth.
Check it out. Yo, your love is like perfect. Like perfect. My protection. My protection. My resurrect. Let's rock. I need it when I be stressing. You the ingredients to my blessing. Murdered the streets out, murdered the beach out. Jumped in convertible jeeps to peace out. Used to get you open, all gold bins. Gold ropes and gazelles with no lens. Know that bad boy gang, cold as cocaine. Smooth like Coltrane, groovy like Soul Train. I'll kick in the door, waving the 4-4. If I ever hear you say that you don't love me no more, Sean. Let's rock, don't stop, come on. Oh yeah, you know we back, baby.
No, and we are. Can't wait to see your friend. Ooh, ooh, baby.
Like this, let's rock.
Transform my V, drop head, me and Puff Buff from B.I.G. Round with your main squeeze, watch her face freeze. Watch her by the 100, baby, they don't make these. Versace robe, Medusa, the lion head. True pimpin', no blue ribbon, just time red. Right. And you can tell by the swag, baby. Shorty gon' bust it open for a bag, baby. Jump in the whip, dippin' from the haters. Damn, why they wanna stick me for my paper? Lil' mama scoop me in the big body. Come on. Blew her back out, now she tellin' everybody.
Sing.
We'll always run away.
Ain't nothing like a bad boy remix.
Lady,
that's cool.
Down. Don't let that affect you.
917-889-3926, 917-889-3926 is the number to dial. It's 931 out here in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area, and it is cold. It is, we are still back, and it's the team right here, Sam Hammer Radio Live, Save James, Matt, who's Madam Barbitry? She's not even here right now, is she?
No, she's not right now.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. We got the very mature one over there, the hot chocolate, and the man with the plan, Mr. T.M. Hyman over there. We're going to keep it moving right now. We are back live with the ladies. We have a tasty threesome over here of great minds of Tracy Lee, Nikki Jane, and Isabella Ray.
He's been dying to say threesome. He was just dying to say
that. I was trying to figure out
the way he said it,
I was sitting on it for like 20 minutes. It was like, ooh, there's three of them. I'm going to get him. But I couldn't think of it. The timing was off a little bit, but I used it. And I said I knew
the appropriate night for it. That's great.
Right. And I'd love to get in between that threesome.
Watch him, ladies. Listen, I can't be responsible. That's
all
I'm saying.
I'm just saying. If they talking the same language that I'm talking, then, you know, hey, I speak it fluently. You talking about smut
he's
over
always,
there.
It's always my
I'm
smut
just,
talker.
Oh, hell no. I don't know that it's the right smut, and it sure as hell ain't me.
She's the vanilla, and then me and Izzy are the ones that are the dirty ones.
I have a question for like, you know, the erotica, creative mind. When you said you read your first like romance novel, and then like it did something to you, like. What did it do to you? Like, I mean, at the time when you were reading it, did it make you have to go and, you know, maybe double-click the mouse for a better search in the process of reading? You get my drift? Double-click that mouse?
No, she hit Google and she went to see what that kind of thing looks like.
The romance novels, not so much. Now, the erotica, you know, that's something maybe everyone should read my books and find out what it is.
All right, now.
With Tracy.
I was just going to say, for those of our listeners who don't know what erotica is, Isabella, enlighten them.
Oh, please do, Izzy. Please.
Erotica has the basis of a romance novel. But it's so much dirtier. It gets so in-depth. It's bordering on porn, word porn, really, if you want to say that. It paints such a picture for you that romance novels just can't do.
It's those books that you used to find under your parents' mattress. That's that.
Exactly.
That's crazy. You paint the picture like that, then okay. That's good to know.
That's the best way to paint it.
I ain't mad at it.
So, ladies, let me pick your brain a little bit about a current topic that we discuss here on T.M. Hyman Radio, and let's see what your thoughts are on that. Our topic last week, Wednesday, was side chicks and kind of the evolution or the popularity increase of with shows like, we'll say, Scandal and Being Mary Jane. How do you, first, I guess I will ask, and if you're willing to share, have you ever been in the side chick position, and was it something that was comfortable for you because, you know, it was all right, or did you not really agree with it and, you know, you were looking to move your piece on the chessboard, so to speak?
Somebody want to take that? I will. I'm not a side chick person. I never have been.
Okay.
I never have been. Well, this is Tracy.
Okay.
So I've never been a side chick. I don't like it. I would never do that.
Okay.
Never?
No, never.
She said never.
I've heard a lot of people say never before. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, next up.
I'll jump on it. This is Isabella.
Go ahead,
dude. I... jumping on.
Be my guest.
Ready, Izzy? I have never been a side chick per se. I have dated someone, and then after we stopped dating each other, found out that there was another woman who that person is now engaged to, actually.
Wow.
But I've never been the side chick. When I was married, he had a side chick. And it's not something that I like. It's not something I would ever do. I've had people try knowingly saying, hey, I'm married or I have a girlfriend. You know, you and I could just sleep together. And my first reaction is, yeah, go screw yourself. I would never do that to somebody because I know how it feels.
Mm. Interesting perspective.
Isabella, how did you find out about the side chick when you were married? How did you find out about it?
I guess I was about 3 months pregnant, and he called and said that he was going to be working late, and I was in the past a very, very trusting person and just took him for his word. My parents, who I was at their house that day, they went out to eat and found him at the restaurant.
Snap.
I will say he was at least man enough to go and approach them and say, let me call her and tell her what's going on. And he called me and told me, and I kind of had an inkling that he had a crush on this girl at work, and he didn't even have to tell me who it was. He just said, I'm out to drinks with someone, and heat flashed through my body. I knew who it was, and I was devastated at 3 months pregnant with our second child.
Wow.
Yeah.
And your parents found out first. Wow.
Oh, yes, yes. And then he stayed at the restaurant with her for, like, 3 more hours. And
I mean, he could
go home at that point. He was scared to come home.
No, but that gave her enough time to pack his shit, so, I mean,
sorry. If only I had been that smart. If only I had been that smart. I was not the smart woman who found out and said, get out. I was the one who tried to fix it. It was an abusive relationship, and it took a long time for me to – actually, I stayed for another 2.5 years after that.
Wow.
Yeah. So,
don't
be a
side chick. Slap you silly, Izzy?
I'm sorry?
Did I ever told you how many times I want to slap you silly? Like, seriously?
Every day. Every day.
Yeah, damn right. Uh-huh. You got another one coming.
Well, that's coming from a place of friendship, no doubt. I'm
oh,
sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It is.
I've had a few friends that wanted to slap me, too, but for different reasons.
It is. I've been there. I was engaged to be married, and my husband, well, my future husband was actually dating his assistant or whatever you want to call it, and it ended very badly, very, very badly. So I've been there. I was smart enough. Well, my current husband was smart enough to pull me from that situation. I'm very grateful for him right now. Otherwise, I probably would have been where Izzy was 2.5 years later down the road. So I beat myself up over that every day.
Don't beat yourself up. We live and we learn.
Definitely. Well, it's 9:41 p.m. here on the East Coast, 6:41 p.m. out there in Santa Ana, California. We're going to take this break right quick, and we'll come right back with our writing trio guest tonight, Tracy Lee, Isabella Ray, and Nikki Jane. TM Hyman Radio Live. We'll be right back.
Winehouse, let's smoke.
Never want you to be my man. I just need your company.
be. This is not a script to proofread. I spit some untruths to dumb fools and groupies. Fun to punctuate, pronunciate the funds I make a monster take. Put in your face, oh mama's sake, you not a floozy, then excuse me. Before I talk my style, introduce me. Get your name and phone number like 1, 2, 3. Y'all know the story, y'all know the commentary. I kick the narrative, this is legendary. The good Samaritan, hood thespian, like a polygamist with a twist. Will I marry again? Maybe, I guess. I hold a lady interest, I just met the love scholar, she the teacher's pet. Every other eve we meet and make each other sweat. I feel triumphant, no strings, just a fling to have fun with. I'll be out in London, Camden, hunting for the answers. Why did God take away the homie? I can't stand it, I'm a firm believer that we all meet up in eternity. Just hope the big man show me some courtesy. Why? Cause I'm deemed a heartbreaker like smoke. Girls linger around a player. Yeah, 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 yeah.
I never want you to be my man.
Is a test, it's affecting my complexion, misdirecting my affection, my concerns are bill collections, the faxes, the taxes, they after me, chapter 3, my property, my handlers, they dealt with me improperly, I say some things I should probably keep privately, evaluate the World Bank Trust like I'm IEG, this fly sweet in my bourgeoisie, tall freak, she wouldn't protest with me at Wall Street, she says no, you're so deep, I said no, let's go through it, historically so ruthless, Fed came for Joe Lewis, she said my man, you need to laugh sometime, classifies me as a bull, I told her I have some wine, you colder than penguin. Get her dismay. She's thinking that's just so silly to say. But if you really think about it, hussy, see a penguin, he dragged his on the ground all day. And it's a dragon, it's a buster. You're in tune with just lust. I'm through with you after I crustle. Is that humorous enough? The smoke I puff. Tell the car to go to Aura Funky Buddha Whiskey Mr. Mayfair. I hope I meet Simone love so she can show me love. NYC to UK, I might stay there. Everybody in the club tonight, say yeah. You know how me and Amy are straight players.
Whoa, whoa.
Amy Winehouse, Like Smoke, Tia Muhammad Radio Live. Hey, welcome to Money Monday. It is February 10th, 2014, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Jump on it. We're up close and personal tonight with authors Tracy Lee, I like this name, Nikki Jane, and Miss Isabella Ray. Those are real interesting names. Nikki Jane, I just like saying that. Nikki, is that your God-given name? Or is that your writer name?
It's actually a mixture of both. My real name is Nicola Jane, and my first and second name. So it doesn't look right on a book, so I kind of used one of my short names, and so that's where we came up with Nikki Jane. It looks a little bit better.
Nice.
Awesome. Worked out well.
Very original names, Tracy Lee, Nikki Jane, and Isabella Ray. That sounds like a crew of important people. One by one, give us your information, how we can follow you and pick up your material, starting with Ms. Tracy Lee.
Well, my website is www.authortracylee.com, and also on there is a link to my Facebook and my Twitter. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on Goodreads. They're all just on my website, so that's the easiest way to find me.
Next.
Well, it seems easy to go quiet. I guess that I'll do it. This is Nikki Jane, and the best way to get a hold of me, again, you know, all of my stuff is linked to my website, and that's authornikkijane.weebly.com.
All right, and Isabella here. I also have a website, authorisabellaray.weebly.com. on Facebook, facebook.com/IsabellaRay1984, and Twitter at Isabella_Ray84.
I just followed her.
Thank you very much. Ladies, we're going to go in the opposite direction. With question, what's one thing mm-hmm. that people would be surprised to know about you? Isabella Ray, what's one thing that people will be surprised to know?
Oh, gosh.
1984 is your boob size?
Oh, yeah, right. No, I think I already shared it. That I was in an abusive relationship. I'm so far removed from that that most people would never see that in me. So I would have to say either that or that I'm a single mom of two amazing girls.
Awesome. Well, we're glad that you rebound and you have turned the page to the next chapter in your life and that creep is behind you.
Me as well.
Absolutely.
Did somebody say that your boob size was 1984?
Quite an exaggeration there.
Wow. I didn't even know boob size came in numbers. That okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Vicky wishes she could see her boob size as 1984.
That's the case. I wish I could have. Great.
I'm pretty sure my back wouldn't be very appreciative of that number, though.
Yeah, back hips, nothing.
That would be pretty tough. Nikki Jane, one thing that people would be surprised to know.
I guess I already said it too. Well, actually, no. I would say probably that I'm actually a military brat in more ways than one. I actually served time in the military myself, so I guess that's pretty surprising. If
you ever bust at anybody? You ever had a clap at anybody? You ever had to shoot at anybody? Bang, bang, bang. Get up off me.
No. What I did, I don't necessarily want to talk about. So we'll move on from that one.
Wow. This is a covert operative.
She didn't clap at nobody. She did something. Yeah. That's what's up.
Okay, good deal. And last but not least, it's Tracy Lee.
Yes, I was not a reader in school. I would cheat. I hated reading.
Wow.
And now look at me, you know.
An author that hates reading growing up.
As long as there's sex, I'll read it.
Hey, you know what?
We all have an interest.
You know. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. We all have
motivation. That is definitely motivation.
Ladies and gentlemen, as always, on Monday, we promise you Finance Live out of Delaware. And we actually have Ms. Toya checking in live from Delaware right now with our finance segment. Give it up for Toya.
Good evening, everyone. Today's Money Monday. Tip of the week is actually about money tips for kids. First off, when it comes to teaching kids about money, the sooner the better. Up until they start actually earning a living, and sometimes well beyond that, we all know kids are apt to spend money like it grows on trees. So the lesson that you help teach them when they're younger will, you know, of course, help them handle money responsibly when they get older. Long before most kids can add or subtract, they're very aware of the concept of money. I mean, any 3 or 4 year old actually knows where their parents gets money from, and that's the ATM. We know that's not where the money comes from, but they actually have a different understanding than we do. So understanding that parents have to actually work for their money requires a more mature mind, and even then, the learning process pretty much has its wrinkles. So it's something you have to work on with your kids is actually teaching them where the money comes from. And then once they learn where the money comes from, they need to learn how it actually works. Kids, they learn they can buy things with their own money, you know, like candy and toys. Many of the kids will start hoarding every dime and penny and nickel that they can actually get their hands on. So how you actually channel the urge, it will actually help determine what kind of financial manager your child will be as an adult. Remember that any seeds planted early bear fruit later, so it's important to work on your child's financial awareness early on. We all know that once kids turn a teenager, they're less likely to actually listen to you and heed your advice because they're busy doing other things like spending your money. So if you teach them earlier, again, it will bear the fruit later. It will be better for them when they get older. Any earned allowance can be an effective teaching tool. Remember I said earned allowance. We don't want to just give kids money just to give it to them. They need to earn it. So when they're, you know, when they're young, making them earn their money by doing small chores around the house or helping you with things outside of what they normally do can help them prepare themselves for when they get older. So as long as they learn the actual value of money and learn that they have to actually earn it and we don't just give them money, that will help them as well. Also, just make sure that the teenagers and college-age kids have bigger responsibilities. Checking accounts, credit cards, and debt are actually elemental to the college experience as books and cake parties. So just make sure you teach your high schoolers about banking and credit cards early so that when they get to college, they won't go on a spending spree thinking, hey, I can buy as much as I want and I don't have to pay anyone back, which is what a lot of college students tend to think when they get their hands on their first credit card. And even investing should be learned early. When kids are in middle school and high school, they can be taught about the money market using real money. So don't wait until your child's an adult and they actually start making bad choices about how to invest their money or even if they should invest their money. If you start teaching them in the middle school and high school, when they get older and they can start opening money market accounts and mutual funds and things of that sort, it will help them all later down the line. So, again, the basic message is to start teaching your kids when they're young, teach them early so that they have a better understanding when they get older and they don't have to learn by making financial mistakes we may have made as, you know, we were maturing. So just keep those tips in mind.
Thank you very much. You got Toya live out of Delaware tonight with your finance tips. Hanging out with us tonight, ladies and gentlemen, up close and personal, we have authors Tracy Lee, Nikki Jane, and Isabella Ray. Hey, this is Pusha T, Who Am I, featuring 2 Chainz and Big Sean. We'll be right back. DM Hot Radio Live.
Our feet is on the broken glass.
Woo! They said be all you can be. Woo! They said be all you can be. I just wanna buy another Rollie. I just wanna pop another band. I just wanna sell dope forever. I just wanna be who I am. Woo! They said be all you can be, nigga. Woo! They said be all you can be. Always knew I could rule the world. Let's define what my world is. Knee deep in this dope money. Damn near where my world ends. Same block, same rock. I was thinking about murdering. I ain't getting my hands dirty. Let you worry about serving them. Yeah, they said be all you can be, nigga. Woo! They said be all you can be. I just wanna buy another Rollie. I just wanna pop another band. I just wanna sell dope forever. I just wanna be who I am. Yeah, they said be all you can be, nigga. Woo! They said the truth set you free.
Entrepreneur, strip club connoisseur. Throw hot fudge Sunday. Poured on you, hallelujah. Poured on you, hallelujah. Poured on you, hallelujah. And I be on my own dick. Ain't that much room for you. Red, white, and blue. I pledge allegiance to the street life. And even if it's leftovers, I still gotta eat right. Got gas in my peace pipe. Pink Sprite, she pee popping her jeans tight. All day I dream about that 3 strikes. We the type of crew to get fresh and sit in the living room. Look, got one. Got a bad bitch in my swimming pool. Got a bad bitch in my swimming pool. Got a bad bitch in my swimming pool. We the type of crew to get fresh and sit in the living room. Look, got one. Got a bad bitch in my swimming pool.
Woo! They said be all you can be.
Pretty girl's my reputation. One on my arm, that's decoration. Get into it, no hesitation. To fuck with me, you need a reservation. To the top, escalating, elevating. Good music, legislation, delegating. And I mean that shit like exclamation, exclamation, exclamation. And I'm going till I KO. Eyes closed, I'm okay. All my bitches know they roll. Even when we role play, my homie got that 9 on him. All night and all day and all night and all day and all night. Like that shit's his motherfucking soulmate. Cause no time for hand in hand when you got this paper hand in hand. Bitch, I'm feeling like a grown-ass little boy. Nigga, nan, 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 nan. Bitch, I'm feeling like a grown-ass little boy. Cause I still love to get pampered. But don't get it twisted. Watch your step and fucking manners.
Woo! They said the truth set you free. Woo! They said be all you can be. Woo! They said be all you can be. I just wanna buy another Rollie. I just wanna pop another band. I just wanna sell dope forever. I just wanna be who I am. Woo! I just wanna be who I am. Woo! I just wanna be who I am. Always knew I could rule the world. Let's define what my world is. Knee deep in this dope money. Damn near where my world ends.
TM Hyman Radio Live. Almost the top of the hour, 9:58 p.m. And that is the VA homie King Push and his Good Music brothers Big Sean and 2 Chainz. Currently out on tour right now. I'm not sure if Big Sean is joining them, but definitely 2 Chainz and Pusha T. So if they are in your city, make sure you go check them out. Again, it's 9:58 p.m. I am your girl, Hot Chocolate, joined by the General T.M. Hyman and Save James, as well as our writing trio once again, Tracy Lee, Nikki Jane, and Isabella Ray. Thank you again for joining us, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
No doubt. So what advice individually would you have, ladies, for authors that are trying to break into the business? Name, you know, tell us your name before you answer, because of course there's 3 of you and we can't really tell who's who, and then give us your advice.
Isabella Ray, my best advice would be to join the indie author community and make friends. Everyone in this community before I signed with a publisher were so amazing. They helped me out. They told me what I needed to do, gave me all the information, and that's how I met Nikki and Tracy.
Now, how can someone find the indie author community?
Find me. Find me on Facebook. Find Nikki. Find Tracy. All of us, almost every single person on my friends list, at least half, is authors that are all indie authors.
Okay.
They're so helpful. And don't be afraid to ask for help if you need it. If you don't know something, ask.
Okay.
And if I can interject, this is Tracy. In your areas locally, there should be, you should have some type of club, some type of group that gets together. You can actually online and Google it for indie authors in your area.
Okay. Nikki, you want to chime in with some advice?
To be honest, and this is Nikki Jane, if you become part of the indie author group or what have you, you know, I would go with what Izzy's saying. You know, make friends. There's a lot out there. A lot of these authors are very, very friendly. They will help you out the best that they can. But don't ever give up. You know, if you publish a book and you get some bad reviews or something like that, don't ever give up. You there's always going to be a silver lining regardless. Your work will get better and your reviews will get better. Just don't give up.
So how long did it take for you all to actually go forth with, we know a little bit more about Tracy's story because she's been a guest on the show before, but Isabella and Nikki, how long did it take you all individually to get the courage to, you know, go forth with the projects that you have? Because just, you know, not for nothing, I've been sitting on something for, I'm going to say, probably a good 5 years, and I've rewritten, revised. I think I'm like my own worst critic, and I think I'm more afraid to just take that step because of how critical I am of the work. And, yes, it is erotica.
Isabella here. I will say I agree with you 100%. I know what you feel. I am my worst critic. I go to Nikki and Tracy all the time, and I send them scenes, and I say, I'm just not sure about this. What do you think? So it is always, you're always going to be your worst critic. I wrote for about 10 years before I ever pursued actually publishing. But my first book, people are going to think I'm crazy. My first book, I wrote and sent to an editor in 3 weeks.
Wow.
And it came out probably a month to 6 weeks after I started writing it. And, you know, for me, it was just, I had to do it and get over that fear. And once I did, you know, it was definitely worth it.
Okay.
Now, who was that speaking? Who was that was just speaking?
Isabella.
Isabella, how successful was that first work, being that you did it so quickly? What was it really the was your approach to doing it quickly trying to get over the fear, or did you just have that much, you know, inside of you that you were able to just produce a quality work in a short period of time, or both?
I think it was a little bit of both, honestly. That book did make it onto the top 100 Amazon bestsellers list.
Awesome.
And if, looking back at them, though, if I had to say book one or book two, I would definitely say that book two is leaps and bounds better than book one was, because after you put that first one out there, then you really see where you can improve and grow. And it's definitely, every book your writing improves, but that first one, it was a mix of fear and just having that story inside ready to get it out.
Now, I've been paying attention, but I'm not clear. Are all three of you signed to a publisher?
We're signed to the same publisher.
Okay, the same publisher. How difficult was it to go with the publisher that you're with versus other publishing entities? Why did you go with that particular publisher? What was the differentiator?
For me, Isabella, it was that Nikki and Tracy, who were my friends prior to signing, had signed with them as well. So it was we all published our first books within weeks of each other, and it just felt right to continue on together.
Well, for me, Tracy, what made me interested in signing with this publisher was that it is traditional publishing, but yet you are the writer, and she encourages your own writing. It's not like they're going to go in there and change and edit. They want to keep it what is your writing is your writing, and that's what I like. I want it as close to indie as possible, that because it's my work and not a company's work.
I would agree on that one.
Yeah, I would agree with that as well.
So do you all have any book signings or appearances coming up?
Oh, Lord. this is Nikki. I actually have a ton this year, more than I can count, actually. It's actually going to be a busy year for all three of us. I know that we're all signing together in Tampa, Florida. I'll be signing in Utah in August. Tracy and I are signing together in Phoenix at the end of this year, and all three of us will be signing in Phoenix in January of next year. And I think a couple of us are doing Tennessee as well. So we've got a few signings going on this year. We tend to kind of stick together.
When is the Tampa date?
Tampa is September 12th and 13th.
Oh, all right.
We need to get home.
Yes,
I'm sure.
we decided we're gonna leave her there.
Don't you tempt me, because I would stay. With the weather that I'm having tonight, I would stay in Florida.
Oh, yeah, because you're in Oklahoma, right?
Someone calling in. Let's go to the phone.
I don't know what y'all are complaining about. It's like 60-something degrees here.
Not bad. 60 degrees is good. Let's go to the phones. Area code 307. 307, last four, 1176. Welcome to the show. Tell us your name. You're calling from.
My name is Faith, and I am. I am one of their publishers.
Hey. Oh, hey, awesome.
Welcome to the show, Faith. Welcome to the show. It's awesome to have a publisher actually calling in because as they were talking about, you know, the differentiator with the publisher that they've gone with, my question still remains, why did you go with the publisher versus doing it yourself? But before we let the publisher speak, ladies, why did you go with the publisher versus self-publishing?
Self-publishing is so involved and so expensive, and we get so busy, especially with all of the events and stuff that Nikki mentioned. I needed somebody who was there behind me doing all of the technical stuff so that I could focus more on my writing. And this is Isabella, by the way.
Okay.
I agree. I'm pretty much the same way. I have published 4 books since September of last year, and this is Nikki Jane. So I need to concentrate on writing, and I need somebody that can handle everything else behind the scenes, rather than me sitting and waiting and you know having to do edits and edits and edits. I need somebody else that can do that for me while I concentrate on filling the bookshelves.
That's awesome.
This is Tracy. What I was into going into a publisher for was because I'm more of the writer. I don't know, people within the indie, the group, people can say they're editors, they're, cover artists, and you kind of have to watch. So I needed that expertise. I'm not part of that expertise. I'm just like, here, take it and go with it, So I really use that as a crutch for me, that she's there, she knows what she's doing, she's the expert when it comes to that. I just want to write. That's it.
Awesome.
So now I'm sorry.
She does it well.
She's with us tonight. Welcome to the show. Again, tell us who you're calling from.
I'm actually calling from Wyoming, and I guarantee you it is colder here than there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Say, your cold is a little boy cold in comparison to her Wyoming cold. Definitely.
Nah, we big boy cold, but that's grown man cold.
Yeah.
Different.
For sure.
You get used to it. You can go out in your shorts and T-shirt after a while.
Nah, I'm good.
Oh, hell no.
No, thank you. No, thanks. Can't subscribe to that,
Faith,
one. Sorry.
How proud of these works are you, Faith? How has your experience been with these young ladies?
They are awesome. I refer to all 3 of them, plus one of my other ones, Julie Morgan, as the Spice Girls.
We have a picture. There is a Photoshop picture of all of our heads on Spice Girls. It is true.
That's funny.
Yeah, I managed that one.
I love all my authors. They all come from different backgrounds, different gens. They are awesome. Every one of them are, and they all have their own technique in writing. And I'm just here to kind of help them polish it up and get it out there and promote it.
What do you look for in an author when you're looking for a new worker, when you're looking on taking on an author as a publisher? What exactly are you looking for?
Well, when you first look at an author, you have to read, obviously read one of their manuscripts to make sure their point of view for that particular story is where it needs to be and the arc flows like it should. Story has got to catch the reader. And these 3 ladies have the imagination of I don't know what, because they can pull you in, and you better have a box of tissue with Nikki.
No. Ugly tears all the way.
Yeah, it's all good. But now you look for them to be able to flow. If your writing doesn't flow and you're forcing it, it's not going to work. And they flow. You cannot ever, ever, ever force yourself to write. It's something you have to love to do, and it's something that has to come from within.
Absolutely.
And you know you've got a really good book when you're writing, and you go back and proofread it, and it makes you cry. When you wrote your own book, and it makes you cry.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's pretty deep.
Yeah, that's good work. That's good work right there. Ladies and gentlemen, if you've just tuned in, you've missed a whole lot. You need to go back and check out the podcast. We are hanging out tonight up close and personal with authors Tracy Lee, Isabella Ray, and Nikki Jane. It is 10:13. We'll be right back.
I've been drinking. I get filthy when that liquor get it to me. I've been thinking. Why can't I keep my fingers off it, baby? I want you, na-na. Why can't I keep my fingers off it, baby? I want you, na-na. Cigars on ice. Feeling like an animal with these cameras all in my grill. Flashing lights. You got me pity, baby. I want you, na-na. Can't keep your eyes off my pity, daddy. I want you, na-na. Drunk in love. I want you. We woke up in the kitchen saying, how the hell did this shit happen?
Swerving on that big body, been serving all this, surfing all in this good.
Hope you can handle this curve.
waking up for, yeah. Fucked up my Warhol. Flinch panties right to the side. Ain't got the time to take jaws off on sight. Catch a charge, I might. Beat the box up like Mike. In 97, I bite. I'm Ike. Turn up, baby, no, I don't play. Now eat the cake, anime, said eat the cake. Anime, I'm nice. We gotta reach these heights. We gon' need G3, 4, 5, 6 flights, sleep tight. We sex again in the morning. Your breakfast is my breakfast. We gon' in, we be all night.
Daddy, I want you.
(917) 889-3926 is the number to dial to call. Enjoying this conglomerate of minds in here. It's already 2:18 in the afternoon out in Sydney, Australia, where everybody likes to go down under from what I hear. Oh, we're back with our talented trio of writers. We have Miss Tracy Lee with us, Miss Nikki James, and Miss Isabella Ray, along with their publisher, it's Robin, whose last name I forgot.
Oh, shame on you.
Yeah, you didn't tell it to me. You didn't tell it to me. At least I'm being honest. At least I'm being honest. Yeah, but regardless of the fact, you seem to tend to be the glue to the situation right here, you know, for lack of a better term.
Robin, what's the name of the publishing company?
Bar Publishing. Smart Publishing.
Okay. Now, it's a twofold question. I'm gonna ask you for the contact information, how people get in touch with you if they have anything on their chest they need to get on paper and everything. But first, I'd like to know, you gave us a brief synopsis of how the some of the things that entail with publishing, like. Where do the late hours come in at, and like the sleepless nights to get the work to be a polished product? If you didn't already elaborate on that enough, because I mean I'm interested only because I feel kind of like my co-host Regina over there. I've been there's a lot of things I need to get out there, get some ideas on paper, and like share some points of views and things like that. So I've been dancing with the idea of writing a book, but I haven't seen, I don't know who's leading who right now. And I'm trying to get the idea of what it is to have that, what's the painstaking process that may have to be incorporated with this event to have a finished product.
So what's the question?
I'm saying what else does it take to publish the book besides you're saying just the editing. Is there more to just editing, or what else comes along with it? What makes it a finished product?
There's a lot more than just editing. And with these ladies' books, if you don't read them first, you get too caught up with the story and you lose what you're doing with the editing process. So you check their POV, obviously, and their arc, see how it's flowing. Go back through and you edit it. It's got to be formatted for all the outlets. Then you got to format it for the form. Their covers have to be made. A lot of them have their own cover artists that they like to use.
We even have some that do their own. And, you know, they're just, all of us at one point in time have been indies.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard. You know, you've got to really, you've got to have people going to have your back. And you've got to really push. It takes everybody to do it.
Okay. Now, all right, let's go. That's good to know. It's good to know. So we got another caller on the line. Area code 918. Last four digits, I think it was 9548. Something like was that it?
8958. You're on. Tell us the name.
8958.
No, that was me. It's Tracy. I just keep dropping you. I think it's the weather.
Okay. No problem. No problem. I have a question in reference to. When you are trying to identify when you're trying to work on publishing a product, your first work, what's the best way to sift through all of the concepts that one may have, trying to figure out whether it's going to be self-help or whether it's going to be fiction? How did you all determine, you know, what you were going to write about first? Because there's so much to write about if you're a creative writer.
Isabella here. I'll start. For me, you know, when you're writing and you're creating a story, you have to create characters. I always say that writers have to be a little bit crazy to write. So it's really about who is talking to you the most. Your characters will talk to you if you create them. Now, if you have a lot of knowledge in a self-help area and you can really help people, more power to you. I'm not that person unless you consider erotica kind of a two novel. But for me, it's the characters. They talk to me and they tell me I want my story told, and they write their own story. It's not me writing. It's me writing what they tell me to write.
Well, this is Tracy. Sometimes you have a direction that you're going, but the characters, you know, you kind of try to see past what they're saying, try to get to that end. And sometimes you'll be on that road, and they'll take you in a totally different direction. And you kind of have to just, you see the end, but you got to take their direction to get to that end.
Absolutely,
right.
I agree with that.
When you say their direction, you're talking about the people in your head talking to you.
Yes, the people speaking in your head.
I mean, like I use, this is Tracy again, I use muses. I look at pictures. I see the person, you know, I see what I want for that character, but then it's that character that comes to life. You have to have some type of person to be that character so that you can bring it to life and you can.
Oh,
get
hey Tracy, you want to let them know who your muses are. Come on, Tracy.
Now, see, Nikki uses live model guys, and on her cover.
Yeah.
And I think I'm obsessed with her model, Brian. And she keeps bringing it up. I mean, but he's so hot. I can't wait. He's coming to Tampa, Hot Chocolate. You got
to so do this. For people who have no clue as to what a muse is, that's M-U-S-E, my friends. Help us to understand a muse and the purpose of a muse for those who aren't familiar.
Inspiration.
Yeah.
Very much so. Definitely inspiration.
I mean, you, like I said, this is Tracy again, you have to put some type of life to that character. You know, you envision character, but to make it more real, you use that inspiration of a human being to be that person. And it just, the character just talks to you. And that's how you get your, you know, you get them to come to life.
This is Nikki. I actually have quite a few muses. And especially when I'm writing a difficult theme, I have to have a picture of that person, you know, in whatever form on my other screen. And I will actually physically stand there and argue with the computer screen when the scene's not going right. And I generally do that pretty much every day. But I have a ton of muses. I have two live models that I use anyway. One will kill me when he finds out that I put his picture on my screen. But he doesn't like that very much, especially the pictures that I have of him. I have to be able to see the boys that I'm actually writing. The girls, not so much. The men, definitely. I need to be able to see their facial expressions and et cetera, et cetera. I actually have photo shoots done, not necessarily for covers, but to get another side of them and see how they are in different situations.
You all seem to work really well together as females. There are, I know at least.
Oh no, Tracy's a bitch. I can't stand her.
In the circles that I roll with, like say James, you know, he likes to, you know, he wants to pull something together, but he's been sitting on it. Hot Chocolate mentions the same. Are there just as many men authors in the indie feel as females, because it seemed to be dominated by females in nonfiction?
There's a lot of men. We have several men, and let me tell you, I signed on a man that could write erotica. Oh my God!
I actually saw today there is one. I don't know his name, but there's a man coming out with an erotica novel.
Are you talking about Jacob?
I have to butt in. I actually just got yelled at on Facebook because I just admitted that I put one of my models up on the screen. Whoops.
Uh-oh.
Well, I'm trying to see this movie. You're bringing the camera, for sure.
Are you talking about that book about Jacob, that one that's coming out? It's already out.
No, I'm not positive what it is. I just saw it today that there was a male author putting out an erotica novel.
Well, we got another caller. Let's go to the phones. Area code 765, last four digits, 1714. Welcome to the show. Tell us your name, where you're calling from.
My name is Amy. I am Tracy's lovely assistant who gets called names on a daily basis.
Oh, my God.
In loving ways, in loving ways.
No, I don't think it is. I don't think it is. Especially by that Nikki girl. She's kind of mean.
Oh, snap.
All right, I called in. Are you guys happy now?
Very. We believe her in the calling.
Amy, you are not getting a – can I just point out, she just sent me a message asking for a full-size poster of my muse Parker for her ceiling, so it can go over her bed. She is married,
really?
And has children. Damn you, Amy!
What? I didn't do nothing.
Damn you, Amy!
I didn't do anything. See, I get blamed for everything. Man,
okay, Amy, you can send me a shot of the muse I want to see.
I did mention that we bullied Amy into calling.
You all three did. Me and
Ashley.
Definitely.
Thank you
we
very
definitely
much.
Posted.
Hey. Go ahead.
So we definitely posted on her wall and ganged up on her on Facebook and forced her to call in.
We love Amy. Amy is actually one of my beta readers. She reads my books before I send them off to Facebook to be edited. I couldn't do what I do, and this is Nikki Jane, by the way. I couldn't do what I do if I didn't have people like Amy. She's where she needs to be. She's phenomenal.
So you gotta have
haters. We're gonna flip the script and get into some adult conversation coming up with Save James, Amy, Tracy Lee, Isabel Rage, Nikki Jane. The whole crew, we got Faith, the publisher, Hot Chocolate, myself, T. M. Hyman. We'll be right back. 10:31. Adult conversation coming up.
Everybody get up.
Right here on TM Hyman Radio Live. We are that crew, that team, that network. TM Hyman, I am your girl, Hot Chocolate, Fave James, our author trio hanging out with us, their publisher, their assistant, and we're going to jump back into our interview with them a little later, right after we come back with Fave James and his adult topic segment for the night. Let the cape flap, son. Let the cape flap.
That's right. Yeah, man. Fave James here, man. We're going to change gears right now a little bit. I want to talk about this groundbreaking, I'm using the air quotations when I say that, groundbreaking news about this NFL prospect, defensive end. You know, it's supposed to be a first-round draft pick. Came out, said he was gay. Now, I don't necessarily say there's been no backlash about it, but it's like, you know, there's always going to be the question raised. It's like, you know, who's really going to pick him up? Is he going to be safe in the locker rooms? Yada, yada, yada. But homeboy's a big dude, man. I don't think you're going to be calling too many names out your mouth without, you know, having to really deal with him for real. You know what I mean? I'm not too sure about that. But at the end of the day, I'm curious about how his NFL career is going to be. If, you know, like, with a lot of the influx of, I guess, gay rights and everything like that, it should be looked at as just another, not situation, but just another case, you know, just another, you know, another person or whatever like that. So, you know, I don't know how it's going to be approached. Because, I mean, I've never heard of that in NFL in the same sentence before in my life.
NFL, I mean, I'm surprised that it's the first. Because I'm like, I mean, I'm surprised that that's the first in the NFL. I'm thinking there's a lot of, you know, gay dudes in the NFL. They just can't, you know,
they're afraid to speak up.
Yeah. And I'm like this. I mean, yeah, you do have to treat it as just another case because it is just another case. Although, I mean, I think it's interesting that he's being labeled as the first in the NFL. Come on. Even with the fame of the Housewives, I mean, we've even heard, we know for a fact he's not the only gay one. I'm looking at Cordell Stewart. Get out of here.
Okay. You took the words right out of my mouth.
How you feel about that?
I mean, but I think this will definitely open a door for other players to feel comfort in the fact that they will have someone to support them. Now, it just so happened that his Missouri team, and I think we might have left that part out, his Missouri college team.
They knew already.
Yeah, they knew already. His coaches knew. So that's, I think, what made it easier for him to come out nationally, and I think it was a smart move for him to come out himself rather than have some tawdry, you know, raunchy stories tossed out in the media, and, you know, it made more of the situation than it really is worth. Like, his sexual orientation has nothing to do with him taking his team to, did they win the Cotton Bowl?
One of those, the Orange Bowl, I think. It was Cotton Orange Bowl, one of those two.
Cotton or Orange Bowl. So, I mean, he's a champion. You know, he does his job effectively, very effectively, and I don't see how, again, his sexual orientation has anything to do with that. So,
So let's cut straight to the chase. How long do you think is this going to be accepted in the line? Is everybody going to have an open mind like you? Is everybody going to have an open mind like other progressive thinkers out there in society or that's in this professional sport, that's in the front offices of this team who may potentially draft him? Is everybody going to have this progressive train of thought? This is what I'm saying. Like, do you really believe? I know you can't put a yes or no answer on it, but, like, realistically speaking, is everybody going to feel that
way? As long as he's out of the locker room of the Miami Dolphins, sounds like he'll.
My prediction is that there's going to be between, I'm going to say, 1 in 5 more players to come out before the draft.
You think so? You think it's about to be an influx? I don't believe that.
I do. It's opening the door.
That.
We already have the NBA player. Now
so
we
look
have
what happened
the,
to him. Even though he was in the twilight of his career, he was in the twilight of his career. I give you that. It was sunset when he came out, okay?
I
get that, but as a 7-footer that can give up 6 fouls a game and maybe get a couple rebounds for you, you're going to get a job in the NBA as long as you're healthy.
Well,
I'm just saying.
You said Cordell Stewart. I'm saying Chris Bosh is next.
I mean, everybody knows Chris Bosh. Everybody knows that. It's no secret.
He'll be the next one.
Ladies, why don't you all chime into this conversation? What do you think about the latest, greatest news within the NFL?
I think it's fine. Be who you are. Who cares?
Isabella
like
here.
They don't have to watch it.
I personally think that it's awesome. Everyone kind of has this view on professional sports like it's not possible for a man to be homosexual and play a professional sport. And I think that's ridiculous. I think that it's a ridiculously brave thing that he did, and I think that we should applaud him
Absolutely.
For it. And not worry about anything happening. Obviously, he's made it through college, and nothing has happened to scare anybody off. So why would it then change going into the NFL?
And let's keep it real. It's been going on for years. It's just no one's ever admitted it.
Yeah, it sounds like the college helped them to embrace it, though. Anytime that his college team knew and he felt comfortable enough before approaching the NFL, they helped him to embrace it and to be confident with it. I think the key is, again, I think somebody said he's a champion. And so, that makes a difference.
Yeah.
What does it matter? I'm sorry, it's Nikki. Nikki here. What does it matter? Seriously, if he's gay or straight, what does it matter? What does it matter what he does for a living? You know, we had the same discussion when they passed the bill for you don't know, you don't tell for the military for gay people. What does that matter?
For sure.
I think it's being blown way out of proportion, and he is what he is. You can't change him.
I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just.
I know you're not saying that. I'm just saying in general. You know, it's a big hoopla for absolutely nothing. You can't change him.
I'm not trying to condemn him for it. I'm just saying.
I know you're not.
I played the sport, and in the locker rooms. That culture is a whole lot different than, just playing football.
Right.
And I'm just saying, just from a standpoint of experience with it, I know how intimidating that can be. And not to say that it was strategic on his part to do so, but at the end of the day, there may have been more out there, or there probably still are more out there. Not saying that, but what I'm saying in that sport,
more sport.
Undercover people out there that's not trying to come out because they know how it could potentially have a detriment on the locker room chemistry and everything like that. Because not to say, and like you said, who cares? What does it matter? That's all well and good, but to some it does. Some people don't, they may just be that closed-minded, or that just may be their prerogative.
Right.
And they're entitled to that,
They are.
And that's what. But that's all I'm saying. Some people may stand on that. Adamantly, and that's all I'm saying. It could go either way.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to the phones. We got callers standing by. Area code 352, last four digits 4163. Tell us your name. Where you're calling from.
Yeah, Lori's calling from Florida. I mean, to each his own. If you can do your job, do it.
Absolutely. Why is it such a big deal, Lori? Why was it such a big deal for him to announce it in the first place?
Well, because, maybe someday he's going to want to go into politics or something stupid like that, and it'll be his little smoke signal that somebody could throw out in his face, I mean, they do it all the time. Let's dig up the dirt.
Yeah. Right. So him putting it out there himself was better than having it thrown back in his face.
Hey, I'm gay, whatever, rather than he goes into some other profession and then they say, oh, wait a minute, this dude's, but who cares? Gay, straight, whatever,
right.
White, black, purple, pink, if you can do your job and you're up there doing it, who cares?
Who cares? Hey, thanks for weighing in tonight, Lori. We appreciate your comment and your feedback. Let's go to Washington, D.C. Area code 202, last 4083. What's the deal? Tell us your name, where you're calling from. Welcome to the show.
This is Coop calling from Washington, D.C.
Coop?
Coop. Hey, what's going on, y'all? All right.
What's up, Coop?
So let me play a little bit devil angel advocate.
Here he comes. He's my favorite devil's advocate, right on time.
Okay. So is it going to be difficult for him? Are there going to be issues with it in the locker room? Yes. Sometimes it's the hard truth that, yes, it will be difficult because it's always difficult. It was difficult for Jackie Robinson. So it's going to be difficult. You can't deny that. There's going to be people in the locker room that's not going to like it. Now, I'm like, said, but I'm not. Cool, your phone going in and out, Coop. We can't hear you if you're talking, Coop. We'll go pause for the calls. Come right back. Ladies and gentlemen, you are in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. This has been an awesome dialogue tonight, up close and personal, with Tracy Lee, Isabella Ray, and Nikki Jane. Go ahead, Coop. You're back. We can hear you. Okay, you're gone again. Man, I hope that's not a Verizon phone you're on. We're going to pause. And it was kind of right kept back. Quiet. Huh? Excuse me? Oh, Coop, man, you're going in and out, in and out. We can hear you now. Go ahead. Cooper. Get a new phone, Coop. We'll be right back. Monday, hanging out with Tracy Lee, Isabella Ray, and Nikki Jane, authors, right here at 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. If you want to get in with your comment in the last few minutes of the show, it's Money Monday. Thanks for rocking with us. Coop out of D.C. was commenting, was having some technical difficulties, but he's back. Coop, you there? Yeah, I'm here. I got it fixed. Yeah, okay. So go ahead and finish out your comment, bro.
Okay, as I was saying, what happened – I hear about he came out to his team before the season, but his teammates already knew. They were like, hey, we already knew. It was no big deal and everything. So when I look at it, I'm like, I don't think he should have came out. I think he should have just went on and kept on living his life. He wasn't hiding it. Straight people don't have to come out. He shouldn't have to come out. Just go on and live your life. I really don't understand the whole come out thing.
Why? And so I don't disagree with that, and that's why I asked the last caller, you know, why was it significant that he even made an announcement in the first place? Why did he feel the need to announce it?
And I'm not saying hide your life. I'm not saying
you're like... I'm sorry. I think he was trying to take the joy away from someone outing him first, and he wanted to be the one.
Well, she made a good point. That's the point that she made, and I don't disagree with that.
Yeah, but I'm not saying he should hide it.
I'm not saying hide it, but I'm just saying don't come out with it. You don't have to just live your life. If you're living your life, you're not hiding. You're not hiding. You're not sneaking around. Okay, I'm going to sneak into this gay club. Just live your life. You go on. Those that accept it, accept it. Those that don't, don't. I mean, Jason Collins, I kind of look at his a little bit differently because even though I think Sade was right, Jason Collins would still be in the NBA right now if he hadn't came out last year.
Thank you. That's all I'm saying, yo. You get treated
differently
in a sport like that.
This guy, he was SEC co-defensive player of the year. But when you look at his total numbers, he is not that good. So I hope people don't – if he slides in the draft, you can't totally blame it on him coming out. He had 11.5 sacks. 9 of those sacks came in 3 games against really bad teams. But Jason Collins was still putting up serviceable numbers in the NBA.
That's
he would
have
still
saying.
Been in the league.
That's all I'm trying to say, yo. He ain't worked since. I understand it was at the end of the career, but the facts are the facts. Nobody picked him up. Serviceable. You look for serviceable big men, especially on playoff teams that need depth in the centers. That I'm telling you, man, all I'm saying is initially that if the, you know, I can understand the viewpoints of a progressive society as it is. All I'm saying is this is not a sport that has progressive thinking when it comes to that. Some may as the generation changes, but, you know, I can't speak for the owners. I can't speak for the coaches. I can't speak for the veteran players. You know, it's all good and everything in the grand scheme of things, but to some people it's not going to be. Nobody wants to be classified. That's not a sport where that's, I don't want to say an acceptable context, but it's not an acceptable context inside that sport. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I don't want to keep going into it too far. I don't want to keep beating a dead horse, but I'm just saying, I just think it's going to be more of an uphill battle right now in the beginning until, I guess, until the swelling goes down, and for lack of a better term. But that's all I had to say about that.
Understood. Understood.
Well, ladies, we definitely want to thank you for joining us. Again, our authors, Isabella Ray, Tracy Lee, and Nikki Jane. Once again, ladies, if you'll give us your contact information so our listeners can know how to get in touch with you and know how to get those books.
I'll start. I'm Tracy. My website is www.authortracylee.com, and I'm on Facebook, Twitter, just tap the link there, and it'll take you straight to my page. Thanks for having me, guys. I enjoyed it.
Absolutely. Thanks for rocking. Next.
Isabella here. Website is www.authorisabellaray.weebly.com. As with Tracy, all my links are there. Just click on them, and you'll find me Facebook, Twitter, and I've had a great time tonight. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Last but not least,
of course. Again, I have a website, and it's authornikkijane.weebly.com. And again, I'm linked with Twitter and Twitter and Facebook. On there, you can hook me up. And thank you very much for having me.
No, absolutely. We have new friends, and so please follow us if you are not already on Twitter at TM Hyman Radio. Definitely follow me at Mr. MRTM Hyman. It sounds like everybody on this show is looking to do a work coming soon. So we're going to have to make friends in the indie world, gather some resources. And, hey, Miss Faith, we may be trying to contact you to help publish us. How about that?
Yes, ma'am.
Let's do it.
And Isabella is already following me. I am Very Hot Chalk. So everybody else, jump on it. Tracy's following me, too. So come on, Nikki.
Oh, I already did. What are you talking about? I'm already on there.
Oh, wait a minute. Let me get on my Twitter and make it right then. Let me get on my Twitter and make it right.
I'm running a contest on my page that I had to mention a phrase, and if they heard it and went ahead and wrote it on my page, that they would win a signed copy of my book.
And the phrase is, my next book coming out is titled Stronger.
Ooh.
Awesome. And the girls and I want to give a shout out to Faith. You know, say thank you very much for taking us and you know, dealing with our daily crap, because we do give her a lot. And I know that at least one of my boys is listening right now. So a huge shout out to Mike Gunn, who is one of my muses, and Brian Silvers, who is actually away right now serving his country, who can't be with us. So, you know, thanks, guys.
And don't forget that invitation when you come to Tampa for me to come and meet that muse in person. I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah, I will. My table is going to be fun. I'm actually going to have first boys with me, so it'll be interesting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'll be here.
Thanks, everybody. Good night. We're back on Wednesday, 9 p.m., everybody. Thanks. You've been listening to TM Hyman Radio with a network. Good night, everybody.
Give me your attention, baby.
Talk radio show. Real.